VOC Breakfast. Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to a VOC Breakfast. Right, you're on the Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM with myself, Yahya Ismail. We are speaking this morning around that changes that will be happening. And according to Anthony Galino, the acting treasurer of the Western Cape Network on Disability, some of the changes have already taken place. The City of Cape Town saying that it will be taking effect from the 8th of September, though. But now, blind commuters in the City of Cape Town says that they've been left in the lurch. The city's recent changes to that dial-a-ride service only caters for and prioritizes people who are wheelchair users and people with severe walking impairments. So that excludes the blind and the partially sighted passengers who have relied on the service for many, many years. I mean, Anthony said it's been around for about 27 years as well. Now, this decision has obviously sparked some outrage amongst disability rights groups who say that this is a step in the wrong direction. Joining us online is the city of, or rather Cape Town's Society for the Blind, Sergil January. Sergil, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
Sergil, how does this proposed changes that now excludes blind people, excludes people who are partially sighted, how does it affect them come the 8th of September?
Look, how it affects the people with visual impairments, it's really just going to mess up everything for blind and visually impaired people, you know, in terms of infrastructure. So it's not conducive for people with visual impairments. You know, the safety aspect around, you know, the people who are blind or visually impaired, it affects us dramatically. It doesn't even make sense that blind and visually impaired people are excluded from the service. You know, it came as a massive blow to us, and it left all our people, blind and visually impaired, devastated. I was listening to another lady who was one of the users of the dial-a-ride service, who was completely blind, and, you know, in a very heartbreaking voice, asked me, "Sergil, wat gaat ons nou doen?" And I thought to myself, wow, this cannot be left as the city wants it to be, where people with visual impairments are excluded. I think it's something that we willing to fight, and something that we're not going to be standing for, because it is really messing us up now. Yeah. I'm a user of the service, and I can tell you I've been a user of the service for 3 years after waiting 16 years on a very long waiting list.
Like, can you give us some examples of how these proposed changes now will actually affect those individuals who are visually impaired, especially when it comes to their daily travels, getting to and from work, or even going to hospitals and things like that?
Yeah, look, it's catastrophic. You know, if I think about our organization, people that are contracted to our organization are blind and visually impaired. They won't be able to come to our organization on a daily basis. Those are people that weave, you know, baskets and laundry baskets and mix furniture out of cane. They won't be able to work anymore. Not because they can't, but it's because they cannot get here. Mm. They're living in areas where there are no taxis, where there are no buses. So they've got to walk from here, from their houses, a mighty long way to get to a taxi or a bus stop, or, you know, even train stations. These people are isolated already. They are already marginalized people, you know, and to be left in the dark like that, it's really uncalled for. We feel that the city needs to make a plan to include us, because they haven't thought about infrastructure, they haven't thought about our livelihoods, they haven't thought about our, you know, employment, they haven't thought about us having to get to, you know, clinics or hospital appointments. It is really something that they need to find a budget for it. They cannot leave us where they want to leave us, and not even consult with us. They want to give us a month chance. But they haven't even, the month chance hasn't even started yet, you know. They're already not taking bookings for adult users. I mean, it's not called for. I don't think it's something that we're going to stand for.
But are there any realistic alternatives to this? Rob Quintus from the City of Cape Town saying that they're hoping that the MyCity bus route will eventually be something that can substitute this dial-a-ride service. But I heard an account from a lady who is blind and says she uses the dial-a-ride service to get to work every single day. And if she's not allowed to use that, she doesn't know how she's actually going to get to work. So what are some realistic alternatives that people who are blind or visually impaired can now use come the 8th of September?
There is no realistic alternative. Let me tell you today, sir, that I don't understand how they can, that Rob can even suggest the MyCity bus. The MyCity bus is not even rolled out in every area, you know. And besides the MyCity bus not being rolled out in every area, it's too expensive. People can't afford it. There's a lot of people living from SASSA grant. They can't afford an Uber. They can't afford anything to travel to work safely. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Taxis is that they just don't care. If you don't see, a taxi drops you off at a certain spot in the on the pavement, and they say to you, "Can turn and walk." We need proper guiding tips. We can't just be told turn around and walk or turn left and walk. You know, there's a whole orientation and mobility that needs to take place. People need to be orientated to new environments. These are people that have been on the service for years. They now need to go for orientation and mobility all over again. And it's not that easy. It's not something that can happen in a day. You know, they've left us with a month. And the month hasn't even ended yet, but these implementations these things are already put in place. It's frustrating to the users. I'm a user. I'm frustrated. I'm angry at the city because they work for everyone else and they're just not working for the disabled people, specifically blind and visually impaired people.
I mean,
because we can walk, it would appear that we can walk. We can walk anywhere. It's not just like that. And I don't think they've even consulted with anyone. They haven't spoken to anyone, you know, to even suggest this. But by just implementing it, it's wrong. On every level, it's wrong.
I can definitely hear the frustration in your voice. And obviously, we know there was a demonstration that happened in Cape Town also yesterday. Was there any form of a memorandum that was handed over? And also, what was in that memorandum?
I'm not entirely sure what the content of the memorandum is, but I do know that it was delivered to Rob Quintus in a Braille format as well as in a printed format. But we gave him the Braille format because he has given us an inaccessible format of documentation for blind people to read. We refused it. Hence the reason we handed over the Braille memorandum. But the memorandum was given. We came out in our numbers, and we're meeting with Rob Quintus today again. And today we don't want to tell him the same old story. We want them to give us solutions. You know, they need to come up with the money.